Hello and welcome back to Full Out. It is Sam, your host, and I am so glad you are here. We have a solo pod today. I just led the three-day event, Evolution of Woman, last week, and it was super epic. Day one was called Remember, and it was all about lowering the armor and the shields around your heart, opening your heart, and allowing yourself to really, truly live as your most authentic self. Day two was called Receive, and it was about the feminine art of receiving, about magnetism and abundance. And day three was all about reclaiming the reclamation. And it was about being a liberated woman, granting yourself permission to be, do, have, and create whatever it is your soul is desiring. And I wanted to do a Cliff Notes version, I guess you could call it. Do we have Cliff Notes anywhere? A Cliff Notes version of this experience, because I really believe we had some incredible feedback. We had women that were excited to take action, that had tapped into new levels of trust, new levels of safety, new levels of connection. And I know this is stuff that every woman needs to be reminded of. It doesn't matter how far you are on your journey, how long you've been in this work, whether you've been in this work for a week or 10 weeks or 10 years, these are reminders that we can use on a daily basis. These are things that I live by, that I am reminded by, that I get support on, and what I love, absolutely love teaching. So I want to dive into these three parts. So number one, we are remembering. This is about remembering your authentic truth. This is about finding your way home, getting out of your head and getting into your body. And sometimes I say this a lot, get out of your head and get into your body. And people are like, do you know what that means? Do you not know what that means? And when I think of being in my head, I am thinking about the overwhelm, the overthinking, the overanalyzing of what should I do? What did I do in the past? What needs to be different? I think of the perfection, the procrastination, the self-doubt, the self-judgment. And when I say get into your body, this was one of the big takeaways for day one. Your heart has the answers. Your body has the answers. But we've been taught that it's safer to be in our brains, to be in our heads, and it's safer to not trust. It's safer not to feel. It's safer to dissociate. And my question for the women and for the group and for you is, what would be possible for you if you saw through the lens of your heart versus the lens of your brain? Your brain is the part of you that is trying to keep you safe. So it is looking for threat. It is looking for ways to keep you in the box. But your heart and your body hold the codes to your soul. Your body knows who you are meant to be. And when we allow ourselves to get out of our brains, to get out of our heads, and to drop into our bodies to create safety and connection with the body, it allows us to tap into our soul's greatest calling. And that's the shit that I'm about. I really believe that when we can lower the armor and we can tap into the heart, that we can create everything and anything. And so some questions to really reflect on, to journal on, to sit with are, what is your armor? What are the shields that are blocking your heart, that are blocking you from connecting to your most authentic self, your soul self? And when we can identify that armor, we can then learn how to soften the armor. We can learn to soften it. And day one, we really talked about all of the reasons why we don't trust our bodies and we don't trust our souls. And a lot of this is rooted in ancestral work, in historical lens, in what's happened to your mom and her mom and her mom and her mom and her mom, what's happened to you in past lifetimes. And we've talked a lot about that in some of the most recent episodes in the solo pod, specifically around my explant. But let me know if this rings true for you. Instead of trusting that the answers are all within you, you've been taught to ignore your truth instead of trust your intuition. You've been taught to shame your body, starve your body, overtrain your body instead of loving your gorgeous, feminine, soft, flowing body. Instead of knowing you are inherently worthy, you're taught to get your worth from the number in your bank account or your relationship status or everything and anything outside of you, right? You've been taught to compare yourself to an unattainable standard of beauty versus honoring your natural beauty. and your natural body. We've been taught to fear our sensuality, our pleasure, our expression, and all of that goodness instead of living as the creative, sexy, magnetic, magical beings that we are. And overall, we've been taught to mute, to dampen and downplay our brilliance instead of owning our fullest radiance and our fullest power. Do these resonate? And what I know to be true is that your body holds the codes. She holds the wisdom. Your body holds the wisdom. And when you can lower that armor, when you can allow your heart to lead, and dare I say, allow your authentic truth to shine through, you're gonna be able to create whatever it is you desire. And so we went through a deep, deep dive into the historical lens, which, you know, I love diving into. And if you want a podcast on that, let me know and I'll get in on it. And we looked up the mind and the body, right? So when we can master mindset work, it taps us into part of the equation. And so some questions for your brain and your mind space in order to really get that logical brain engaged and really open to the shifts are looking at interpretation. What's the story I'm telling myself about this thing? Is this story actually true? And if it's not, then what is? If I don't like that it feels true, what do I decide my truth is going to be instead? And I love this one. If I felt totally safe, if I knew I couldn't fail, that I could only be successful, what would I think about myself? What would I believe about myself? And what kind of actions would I take from that space? And when this mindset work is then used in tandem with the energetic and the embodiment work, aka the holistic lens, then we start to actually see results in our life. It's one thing just to try to force it through the brain. It's another thing just to work through the body. But when we can really marry the two, this balance between the yin and the yang, the masculine and the feminine, that is when we start to really see results. And it feels good. It's not just results for the sake of results. And it's not just feeling good with the lack of results. It's actually both seeing the results you desire and feeling fucking good at the same time. When we look at the energetics, we went through a really beautiful closed eye process to meet ourselves, to drop into the body, to get out of the head, to get out of all of the programming and really listen to the wisdom of the body, the wisdom of your soul, and really allowing that to unlock the authentic truth. If you want the replay, let me know. Send me a DM at Samantha Jo Harvey, and I am happy to connect you with the way to grab this replay. But for the sake of the podcast, we're going to keep moving. So in this process, we get to also ask ourselves, what do we need to release? What wisdom do I get to pull from my body? So all of this mindset work is really powerful, but it only works in tandem with the embodiment and the energetics. I think that's one thing that is not so effective about the personal development space is that when we're just focusing on the mind, it's only looking at one part of the equation. And so a big piece of my work is blending the mindset, the embodiment, and the energetics. So after we looked at a lot of this mindset work, we did do a closed-eyed process, which we're not going to do on this podcast, but it's super, super powerful to connect you, to get out of the head, to get into the body, connect with that deep soul self, and really be able to pull out the gems, pull out the wisdom of your soul without the brain getting in the way. And so if you are interested in getting any of those meditations and recordings, DM me at Samantha Jo Harvey. I would love to set you up with them because they're super, super powerful. Again, we can only do so much on the podcast and I want to keep us moving. So once we pulled out these gems and this knowledge and this wisdom, we looked at a couple tools that I want to share with you. And the first one is the sacred pause. And this is really creating time and space, aka 30 seconds, for you to take a breath, for you to visualize either your feet firmly planted on the ground or your tailbone rooted into your chair, visualizing roots moving through that body part down through the floor and opening up your body, opening up empty presence and allowing any emotions, any stress, any worry, any overthinking to move through the body and down to those roots into the earth to be transmuted. Once we have emptied our vessel, then we can listen. And this is the beautiful, beautiful piece is we can't listen if the brain is just going, 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 and we're in overwhelm and we're judging and we're doubting ourselves. But when we can find the pause, when we breathe, when we visualize emptying out the body and creating this empty vessel, then we can hear the wisdom of ourselves, the wisdom of our soul, the wisdom of your higher power, your God, source, spirit, cosmos, whatever you believe in. And it's from this place that we can then take aligned action. I shared the intuitive yes, no, which if you listen to Carrie Montgomery's podcast a couple of weeks ago, she talked about the somatic yes, no. And the way that Carrie describes it is we, again, have all the codes and the wisdom in our bodies. And when you ask the body, body, show me a yes, and then you will intuitively listen for how is the body moving. You can ask the body, body, show me a no. And you'll also feel into what is a no for your body. I personally like to ask yes or no questions. So I will say, my name is Sam, and this is a yes for me. So I notice how my body moves. Or I will say, my name is Murphy. That's my dog's name. And that's definitely a no for me. And so I'll feel into what are the yeses and what are the no's within the yes or no question. For me, when it's a yes, my body will have a gentle rock forward and backwards. And when it's a no, my body will have a gentle rock side to side. Other people might feel an expansive and open experience versus a contracted and shut down experience. You might lean to the right for a yes, to the left for a no, or any combination of these things. And what we're really allowing for when we are feeling into the intuitive yes, no, the somatic yes, no, is your inner wisdom. We outsource our knowledge, our wisdom, our truth to everyone around us, to our parents, to our partners, to our fitness instructors. I'm a fitness instructor and I know this to be true. And instead, what it's doing is calling your power back, having you be in your full sovereign power and your truth, being able to really determine what is a yes for you and what is a no for you. The last tool that I shared on this night was really being able to discern the difference between how your heart speaks versus how your brain speaks. Now, our hearts and our souls speak in quiet sentences, in one-word answers. It's gentle, it's loving, it's kind. And when our brain is speaking, when our ego is speaking, these are crazy, loud, run-on sentences. They tend to be a little bit more harsh. They tend to have a little bit more judgment or self-doubt or negativity, and they speak in long, long paragraphs. So if you're trying to feel into, is this my brain and ego speaking or is this my heart speaking? Pause and listen. Run-on sentences, you know it's probably your brain. Harsher, it's probably your brain. Stuck in a little bit of negativity and safety, probably your brain. But when it's soft, when it's one word, when it's gentle, that tends to be your heart and your soul speaking. The last piece of guidance is really just reminding you to lead with your heart. What would your life look like if you looked through the lens of your heart versus the lens of safety and your brain? And this can literally change how you experience your relationships, how you experience your business, your finances, your wealth, how you experience your relationship with yourself. And it's incredibly, incredibly powerful. Moving into the next part, this is all about receiving and the feminine art of receiving. I might need to do a full podcast on this one, but I want to give you a couple takeaways and highlights so that you can feel the full magic of this 3-day mastermind event. The first gem that I want to share is that I have been told by many mentors that women are not overgiving, it's that we are under receiving. We are under receiving. So you know that phrase, you can't pour from an empty cup? That is exactly what we're talking about. It's great for us to give. We are natural givers. We are natural nourishers. We are natural nurturers. And so we love giving. We love taking care of our friends and our family. We love giving to the random person on the street. We love sharing our resources. We love being in community. But it's when we avoid allowing ourselves to be filled up, to take the nap, to do the personal development program, to hire the coach, to eat the nourishing foods, to really take care of our bodies, minds, and our spirits, that's when we have nothing left to give. And one of my old mentors, Jenna Phillips Ballard, would always say, what would be possible if you didn't pour from a full cup, but you poured from the overflow? What would that be like to pour from the overflow? Receiving is our birthright. Women are biologically designed to receive. It's literally in our physical anatomy. And it's all connected from your sex organs, from your pleasure receptors. We have over 8,000 pleasure receptors in our female physical anatomy, to our breath, to our heart space. We are meant to receive, to take in oxygen, to take in air, to take in love. And so when we are not receiving, we are out of flow with our natural state. Isn't that wild and super, super cool? So we went through 5 major key codes and then about 10 tips after that, but I'm going to pull a few of my favorite ones. Number 1, money is energy and there's no such thing as lack. If you're experiencing lack, it's simply an abundance of scarcity. Isn't that wild? If you're experiencing lack, it's an abundance of scarcity. If we think about trees that grow fruit, they don't just drop one fruit and then go, oh, I can't do anymore. I'm done. Like, no, they just grow more seeds, more water, more nourishment, more fruit. We pick the fruit and then the next season they grow back again. The apple tree doesn't stop giving because she's done or she's given one thing. No, she's constantly replenishing, constantly soaking up the sun, soaking up water and growing. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It's simply alchemized over and over again. So as you breathe in, and you exhale, the oxygen you're breathing is the same as money, the same as receiving compliments, the same as receiving anything you desire in your life. The oxygen is there. It comes in, your body alchemizes it, and it releases the CO2, and you take another breath. Money is energy. Money is energy. And when we learn that, we realize that there's not a limited resource. It's unlimited. It's completely unlimited. Another key code that I love is this idea of radio frequency. What channel are you attuned to? So if everything you desire is right here in the energetic field, it's really just a matter of what channel am I on? Am I on 99.1 HFS, which is this level, this lower level, where I might not be getting exactly what I desire? And what I desire is on 101.9. So in order for me to get what I want, I have to raise my frequency to 101.9 so that I am an energetic match to what I desire. If you want freedom and bliss and ease and fun, you have to turn up your dial and become bliss and freedom and ease and fun. And a lot of us are waiting until we get the external thing in order to feel those things. So we're waiting for the partner. We're waiting for the engagement ring. We're waiting for the business to hit the level. We're waiting for the money in the bank to hit a certain level for us to feel the freedom or the bliss or the fun or the ease. But it's actually the other way around. Be, do, have. We have to be what it is we desire so that we do from that space of being so we can attract what it is we want. And then we get to dare to be delusional. We understand from a logical perspective based on our conditioning. It's why low-income households typically have children that continue to be low-income households. It's why families that have doctors and lawyers tend to have children that are doctors and lawyers. We are attuned to our social conditioning. But if you don't like what's in front of you, dare to be delusional. You wouldn't have that dream in your mind or on your heart if it wasn't meant for you. It's not possible for us to desire something that's not meant for us. I don't desire to be a surgeon. None at all. Don't desire to be a nurse. It's not meant for me. I really don't like blood. But I am delusional about helping women come home to themselves, about helping women create the business that's going to give them the freedom that they desire. I am delusional about helping women grant themselves permission. This is the stuff that lights me up. It is meant for me. It is meant for me. And the last piece that I will give you is the idea of rose-colored glasses. Most of us are taught to take off the rose-colored glasses. When we are first dating someone and all we see are their amazing attributes, we're like, oh my gosh, he's so handsome. And oh my gosh, he's so amazing. And he's so kind. And he's so this. We literally have those rose-colored glasses on. We are only looking for what feels good and what looks good. And then like down the line, we start to take our glasses off and we're like, oh, he chews with his mouth open, or like, oh, his toenail is weird, or like, oh, whatever. Like, yeah, I don't know, some like weird shit like that, right? And this is what happens with our money mindset and our receiving mindset for opportunities, money, orgasms, compliments, all the things we want to receive, right? If we are focusing on what's not working and our rose-colored glasses are off, we're going to attract more of what we're focusing on. But if we put the rose-colored glasses on, and we start seeing the beauty in everything, the goodness in everything, the heart in everything, if we only see what is working, we're going to attract more of that. And so I invite you into put your rose-colored glasses on, fall in love with life again, just like you fell in love with your partner, or you desire to fall in love with your partner when you meet them. This also goes for relationships. It will do wonders for your relationship. What you focus on grows. If you don't like what you're feeling or experiencing, focus on something different. Whew. Now, in this evening where we were talking about receiving, we talked a lot about safety. And we did some really cool somatic practices to create safety in the body. Again, it comes back to your body. With the heart open, with the shields down, we get to create safety in your physical body. And so if there are parts of you that don't feel, probably on a subconscious level, that it's safe to receive, we will self-sabotage. We will get in our own ways so that we can continue the pattern that we're used to, even if that pattern is uncomfortable. You might be in the habit of scarcity, the habit of poverty, the habit of discomfort and dis-ease. And all we need to do is say, hey, awareness again, I'm no longer available for this habit. I get to create safety around receiving, safety in becoming a millionaire, safety in becoming my own boss, safety in falling in love. I get to create safety in the body. Safety is a choice. Choosing to trust is a choice. And this is some big work. This is not something that's going to happen necessarily overnight, although it could, never say never. But we get to really practice our receivership. Practice feeling safety in the receivership. And again, when you are in alignment with source, with love, with your heart energy, and with your body, you will be able to create more safety, which will allow you to create and attract everything you desire. We followed it up and we finished strong with our Reclamation Day, our Liberated Woman Day, our Permission Granted Day. And this is the culmination of it all. We do the heart work. We do the mindset work. We do the energetic work in order to take the action. When your body is on board, when you feel safe in your nervous system, when you have your mindset mastered, then you are unstoppable and unfuckwithable when you're ready to take action. You won't even feel like you need to feel ready. You're just going to take the aligned action. You're going to get the divine downloads. It's going to drop in through your body, drop in through your heart, and you're going to move on it. You're going to move. And that's what this is about. So if you're listening to this, there's probably somewhere that you have not granted yourself permission, whether it is permission to wear that outfit, permission to online date again, permission to leave your 9-to-5, permission to ask for a raise, permission to hire the house cleaner, permission to join the group fitness program, permission to hire your coach, permission to whatever it is, right? Permission to forgive, permission to grieve. This is a big one. Permission to move forward. Have you granted yourself permission to actually become the woman that you know you were always meant to be? Where are you still waiting for permission? Where are you waiting for the sign, for the perfect timing, for the perfect number of dollars in the bank account to become the woman you've always wanted to be? What does the woman who writes her own permission slip look like? I'm going to say that again. What does the woman who writes her own permission slip look like? Who is that version of you who's free and easy and bold and daring and courageous, leading from her heart? Who is that version of you? And again, if you can think it, if you can dream it, she's already inside of you. You already know how to be her. Sometimes it is literally grabbing a piece of paper and writing out, "Self, I grant you permission. Go do the damn thing," right? A lot of times it's hard for us to do this for ourselves, which is why I'm so passionate about group coaching and one-on-one coaching, because a lot of times we need the mirror. We need to see what is possible. We need to see, oh, wow, it's possible for someone to go to a pole dance class and feel really awkward. Wow, it's possible for someone to get divorced and fall in love again. Wow, it's possible for someone to get an explant and love her body. Wow, it's possible for someone to move through disordered eating and body dysmorphia and come out on the other side feeling great. Wow, it's possible for someone to have it all. A lot of times we need to see the possibility in order for us to believe that it's possible for us. And these people are called expanders. I know that I'm an expander for a lot of women. I love following other people that are expanders. When there are things in my life that I deeply desire, I want to follow the people that are already doing it. I want to get coached by the people that are already doing it because it expands what I believe is possible. And that's so freaking cool. It's so good. And so when we were looking at granting permission, we did another really cool energetic meditation where we saw the woman who writes her own permission slip in the mirror. We took her in. And you could even do this right now in your mind's eye. Think of the version of you who writes her own permission slip. See that version of you in your mind's eye. What does she wear? What's her energy? How does she stand? What is her posture like? What does the sparkle in her eyes look like? What does she smell like? What does she feel like? Like all of the ways you can use your senses. And again, if you can think it, I'm going to say it again, I'm going to be a broken record. If you can think it, if you can dream it, it's possible. It's you. It's always been you. And in this meditation, we did a process where we actually became one with her. And what I invite you to do is to write your own permission slip. Like literally right now, I grant myself permission to. No one can change anything for your life. No one can tell you what to do. No one can tell you what not to do. No one can come in and magically shift your life. I say this with my clients too. It's not me that's changing your life. It's you that is responsible for changing your life. I will give you the tools. I will give you the energetics, the mindset mastery. I will give you the mirror. I will be your biggest cheerleader. I will also be your biggest truth teller and tell you where you're playing small. But ultimately, you are the only person that can change your life, which can be so fucking terrifying, but also so fucking liberating because you don't have to wait for anyone else. You don't have to wait for the perfect circumstance. You don't have to wait for someone to grant you permission. You can write your own fucking permission slip. That's life-changing. That is life-changing. And so when we lower the shield around our heart, when we open our heart space and find our authentic truth, when we create safety in the body, become incredible receivers, magnetizers, full of abundance, and when we act on that divine wisdom that gets downloaded into the body, we become unstoppable. This is how you create and manifest everything that you desire. So my loves, we have a giant announcement. I haven't put this on social media yet. I don't know when it's coming out on social media, but the women in Evolution of Woman heard about this, and you are going to be the next people, the next incredible human to hear about this. All of this wisdom, and the only thing that's standing in the way is coming through you and your body, your trust in your body, your ability to listen to your heart, your ability to move through the tough things and navigate becoming a master of your mind, and it's through the codes of your body. I have been through a wild journey with my body, from body dysmorphia and fitness competitions, through having to fit in weight ranges, to book jobs in New York City and LA, through my explant and implant experience, through all of the ways it is just to be a woman in this society where we're taught to not listen to our wombs, where we're taught to be grossed out by our periods, where we are taught to really fear aging. And what I have learned over this last 9 years, 10 years of personal development is that our bodies hold the codes. And I'm so excited to share with you my brand new program, The Body Codes. It is a freedom mystery school for women. It is 6 months long where we get to deep dive into all of the juicy goodness, creating and cultivating relationship with self. That is your higher self, your body, your cosmic self, and that gorgeous, gorgeous wisdom that is within you. We are looking at receiving all of the wealth codes, womb wisdom, all of the juiciness that has to do with calling in and magnetizing all of the opportunities, orgasms, fun, joy, and play in your world. We are looking at intuitive movement and the power of moving your body. We are looking at really owning the truth of who you are. We're looking at full self-expression so that you can show up online or in the boardroom or in the bedroom as your fully expressed self. So we are looking at body, we are looking at money, and we are looking at the magic of being a woman. Ultimately, we're looking at your feminine power. And if you are interested in joining the Body Codes, I would love to have you. We have two different options. We have the Body Codes, which is going to be 6 months of weekly calls. We have 3 calls a month. And you get an online platform that will have all of our recordings. We have an online community platform as well. And then we have an upgraded level called the Body Codes Gold Circle. And in the Gold Circle, you will have a private WhatsApp with me in the group. This is our mastermind thread where you get daily wisdom, you get coaching in the group container, you get my insights, my downloads, me sharing the things that I love and what's working for me. And in this space, we get to go even deeper. So we have two really different levels at two very different price points so that every woman can jump into this journey regardless of where she is, because I know that when women know their worth, when they magnetize their wealth and they know their innate power, that we raise the vibration of women on the planet. So my love, join the Body Codes today. Link is going to be in the show notes. We will start in May. So you have time. We are on pre-sale right now. If you are listening to this the week of April 8th, the week this podcast comes out, we are in pre-sale mode. So make sure you jump in before we go up to our standard pricing. And if you have any questions about the evolution of woman and you're like, Sam, I really want to do those closed-eyed meditations, DM me at Samantha Jo Harvey and I will get you set up with those recordings. We're probably going to sell them at some point, but if you get to me by the end of this week, by April 13th, then I'll give them to you for free. My loves, if you loved this podcast, if there was a gem that you're like, ooh, that is the thing that opened up something in me, that activated something in me, send me a DM. Let me know what's landing. Let me know what you want more of. Share it on Instagram. Share this podcast with a friend, because all of our sisters, our friends, our daughters, our mama's friends get to have their incredible relationship with their body, with their wisdom, and with their higher self. Have the best day. I'll see you guys soon. Thank you so much for joining me. If today's podcast inspired you in any way, we would love your support in spreading the word. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and let the other queens in your life know that they are also worthy of living life full out. If you want to continue the conversation, I'd love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Samantha Jo Harvey. Have a fabulous day, and I'll see you next time.